I'm your host, Aaron Quill. Today in the studio, I've got Rich Duncan with Black Diamond Software. Rich, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Rich, Black Diamond Software, what do you guys do?
We are an IBM Premier partner. We specialize in software development best practices through IBM's Rational brand.
Okay.
We have a long history with Rational. We actually were a Rational partner predating IBM's acquisition of Rational. And we specialize in software development, and we do software development best practices through the use of Rational tools for requirements management, for test management, version control, defect management, design in UML, and development in Java and other application languages for mainframe, COBOL, some of those tools.
Okay.
And for iSeries.
And we asked you to come in and actually talk to us about some of the cool things you're doing around the appliance market.
Yep, for sure.
So what are you guys doing?
We have been around the Rational tools for a while. They have this really exciting new technology called Jazz, which is a collaboration platform for software developers. And on top of that platform, they've written some really exciting tools for test management, requirements management, and a re-implementation, rethinking of version control and change management together called Team Concert.
Okay.
The technology is really great. It's meant for distributed teams and collaboration. So it supports process, a number of different processes in a collaborative style. So people use the tools to not only get their job done, but to work back and forth. If you're working on a project with me, we collaborate over the portal while getting our job done.
Sure.
Really, from our perspective, the first set of tools that were built that really kind of go all around the life cycle and cover all the disciplines. We have good experience with this in large companies. But when we tried to go and sell the tools to the middle market, to the small, medium businesses under 1,000 employees, we ran into a number of issues. One was there's too much in terms of different editions of the tools, which ones you might need now, which ones you might need later, for people to get their head wrapped around it. And so small companies that are not the Fortune 1000s can't dedicate a group of people to go out and figure out this problem.
Yeah.
Their developers need to be developing, not figuring out what tools to use. The other problem is that the tools are more complex than normal software installs. For example, on most of the appliances, you would have a database, an application server. You need to be able to get both of those on there and configure them. And then these different server appliances needed to work together.
Yeah.
So there's a big barrier to entry. And the other thing was cost of all this software. It was a big upfront cost to capitalize an 18-person software development project using traditional pricing and a traditional approach would be over $100,000.
Yeah.
You know, plunked down up front before you've developed or delivered a stitch of anything.
Yeah.
So we came up with a concept based on our use of VMware virtualization to say, what if we could take all of this stuff and put it in a box so that you could basically take it out and deliver it to somebody with a minimum amount of configuration, because we would have done most of it together. Mm-hmm. So the analogy we use sometimes is to say, if you want to listen to music, you could either go out and buy an amplifier, a CD player, maybe a tape deck if you've got some of the old tapes or whatever, some speakers, and figure that all out and make sure that they go together, or you could buy an iPod.
Yeah.
So we want to sell you an iPod for software development, which led us to the idea of a virtual appliance, or actually a set of them. So that's what we do. The reason that we're affiliated now with Novell is that we needed to choose a supported Linux. So we either needed to choose Red Hat or SUSE, because those are the two that IBM supports. And we went into the process of doing our due diligence on both of these things. And Novell really had a unique story to tell about virtual appliances. So that's why we're here.
And I'd imagine that by going to an appliance, not only did you benefit the customer as far as I've been doing software forever, and one of the biggest problems is evaluations.
Right.
When you just want a customer to look at your product, when you give them this great big giant laundry list of everything they need to set up.
Oh, absolutely.
Before they can even look at your code, they can get a bad taste because they had problems installing the database.
Right. And so what we can do is we can simply sit there and give them the appliances without the licensing in it. And Shazam, they have a 30-day evaluation of everything that we can sell them.
Yeah. And I'd imagine that also cut back on some of your actual support costs, because now you're getting a lot less calls of people coming in trying to do the initial configuration.
You know, it did. And in fact, we've had other uses of this technology that we call Presto in large organizations just because they want to be able to virtualize what they do. So we use a similar approach, just different software packaging. So we save money there. We also save because we worked with IBM to work on specific editions of the tools to reduce the cost. And then because we don't sell just one tool and technology in Presto, we sell a few of them together that you have to start with a starting point. They've reduced the price of that because it provides entry and some leverage to them. And the idea is that eventually these will hopefully be successful businesses that will have an increased need for fuller, more enterprise-oriented versions of the tool. That's sort of what we're looking to provide.
Now, you've mentioned a couple times, rather than just saying appliances, I noticed you keep on saying virtual appliances.
Right.
So you're building this all in a virtualized environment that then, are you providing the customer with hardware or do you expect them to host them in their environment?
Good question. We wanted to have flexibility.
Okay.
Because we see a lot of different avenues that this could go down. We could have delivered a black box network appliance to people. But the fact is that a lot of our customers have differing needs and differing desires about the kind of environment that they would want this stuff to run in. Some companies that still fit into this SMB category can have small level SANs or NAS environments that they want this stuff to run in. They may already have a footprint in virtualization. So we have virtual appliances based right now initially on VMware virtualization that can run in multiple different environments. We have a couple of clients that are using Presto. We host them. We have another client where Presto is being hosted in the client's data center. And so we just found that this gave us a maximum amount of flexibility to do it this way.
Well, not only that, it lets you continue to do what you do best, which is write software that helps other people develop their software and not bring you all of a sudden into the hardware environment and
right.
have to become another hardware vendor and have to support these boxes that are
sitting
out of customer sites.
That's right.
The other thing is you've really kind of future-proofed yourself. Because the big trendy word now, of course, is cloud computing.
Right.
By having this thing as a virtual appliance, you're there.
Right. And that's one of the things that when we were trying to figure out which Linux platform we were going to standardize on, and we went to the Novell folks and they turned us on to your appliance program. And we sat through a demo and it was like, wow, these people were thinking just about what we want to do with SUSE Studio. So that in itself, the SUSE Studio capability of being able to dynamically, using a web application to kind of point and click our way through exactly the Linux that we want to base ourselves on. We're using SLES 10 right now because that's what we need to do to be compliant with IBM. So it's not just enough OS, but we can trim out packages that we don't need. And our experience with virtualization, Linux is a great guest environment for virtualization because you can trim out stuff you don't need. You have a very thin level of operating system. So you're giving more computing power to the application that people care about, which is, in our case, these JAS-based IBM tools. So the ability to be able to start with that streamlined our engineering completely because what we were doing before was kind of pulling stuff off the net and could never really maintain a good inventory of what we were putting in as the base OS.
Yep.
And it made it that much harder as we wanted to change things to go back and redo things. So we would have this one image that we just kind of kept pushing along as the base image, but it just was unwieldy.
Yeah, so now you've got a real nice control over exactly what's sitting in all the different customer sites.
Right.
It's all as identical as it can be.
Right.
And remotely supportable.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we're looking at now is going from SUSE Studio, where we build the images and looking at the toolkit option to be able to do the remote support.
Absolutely. Because
which is critical because you're getting security updates in your Linux environment. We're also getting updates from the IBM tools frequently. And we need some way of being able to merge those two together, which toolkit would provide us.
So has this helped your test matrix then some?
Part of what we're doing is providing that kind of test capability to the clients through actually rationalize a tool called Quality Manager.
Okay.
Which is a tool for doing test planning. A test plan will have so many test cases in it based on your requirements and being able to manage what requirements are being tested. So there's a natural interface between the Quality Manager tool and a thing called Requirements Composer, which is a tool for capturing requirements for doing storyboards and business process diagrams and stuff like that.
Sure.
As a front end to the process. So we don't have to worry about specific hardware stuff. We just have to make sure our appliance works, and then it can run anywhere.
Exactly.
And again, another thing that we ran into the other day was we came into a shop and said, gee, we really like what you do, but we don't do VMware, we do Zen. Oh, really? Okay. So a sales guy calls back, oh my God, we have a guy who does Zen. What do we do about that? Don't worry about it.
Yep.
We just go back to SUSE Studio and say, now build us a Zen image. The biggest problem for us was we've never run Zen before.
Yeah.
We were building our appliance for Zen, so.
So let's take a minute and actually talk about the benefits, because all that really matters here is your customers, because that's what this whole thing is about, is making your customers' experience better. Have you heard feedback from customers about what they think about this?
Well, we just really started selling in earnest this summer. We conceived the idea last January. We worked out the critical details on editions and stuff with IBM, and we were actually kind of going to market this summer. We've had a couple of clients that have purchased it, and they were able to purchase it with a payment plan that we offer. So instead of capitalizing this huge investment up front, they're able to pay as they go. And the benefit is tremendous because they're able to control the software project. So our ideal client is somebody under 1,000 employees where the software that they develop is critical to the success of their business. And for that client, we offer a tremendous value proposition, not only in reducing the cost of the software, reducing the amount of what they have to capitalize in order to get that software, and reducing the amount of work that their team has to do to set that up. Because every man hour that they're doing that, they're not doing the development of that critical application.
Exactly.
We can pretty much remove that. I mean, we've taken our virtual appliance and basically they buy it. We tell them what kind of hardware they need. Some of the companies have been able to allocate that right out of their VM servers that they already have. Some have bought new ones.
Sure.
But we literally can load the stuff up in 2 hours. We have to spend about an hour configuring it, just like, you know, getting it on their network, getting it defined and that sort of stuff, punching holes, firewall plumbing and all that other stuff. And then that afternoon, we can be sitting there setting the stuff up for the project, configuring the projects that they want, their users. And then we're in there teaching them how to use it that afternoon.
Yeah.
Versus getting the disks, reading through 50 pages of indecipherable directions on how to install all this stuff, getting the installation done and figuring out that you forgot step two and you have to undo it all and do it again. And then the really cool thing is that SUSE Linux and then the SUSE Appliance Program and SUSE Studio enable all that. They're our foundation for making all that work. And it's just solid. SUSE is a solid Linux. It's supported. It's got the pedigree. And the appliance program just makes it so that we can tailor out exactly what we want as the base for what we do.
What were some of the tangible benefits of the overall business that you achieved from moving over to an appliance?
It's the iPod thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you're not screwing around with the components. And a big part of the cost factor to clients otherwise is if you've got 10 people on your project team, then one of them has to detach from the project team to figure this stuff out. So what will normally happen is they won't, and they'll take whatever they can buy cheaply, or they'll take whatever open source that they can. And there's nothing wrong with open source. We use a ton of it.
Sure.
And most Java development shops do, right? The problem is that those tools are good point products, but they miss out on the collaboration capability. And that's what the IBM stuff provides uniquely, I think.
And that's what I really like. I'm a big fan of letting people do what they're experts in.
Right.
And I love the fact that those people can now just worry about developing the software that they do, the software that makes them money.
Yeah.
You give them tools that help them do that.
Right.
And now on the same side, you've got your experts back at your shop that are experts in making sure your software is configured, set up, and secured properly.
Right.
They handle that. And it's the same at every customer, so you're...
Well, exactly. And then the install is pretty much the same. And then we also provide just-in-time training. We have like a series of 4-hour workshops. So you want to get your people working on the requirements for a new project. After Presto is in and in place, we can do a 4-hour workshop on requirements gathering, requirements management with the requirements composer part of Presto. And then when you want to do design, we have a design session. And you know, how do I take the requirements that are here and how do I do a competent, comprehensive design based on the requirements, and how do I trace back the design to the requirements that are there and that sort of thing.
Great, Rich. Thanks a lot for sitting down and talking to me and explaining to me how you're using SUSE Studio to build an appliance to make your software better.
My pleasure.